Recording now.
Good afternoon. This is Mark Chaikin, founder of Chaikin Analytics. In this session, we're going to show you some technology that we created in Chaikin Analytics, which has proven to be very effective at mastering the bear, although it does quite well in bull markets. Many of you are familiar with me through indicators on TradeStation. I've been using TradeStation going back to the mid-80s. In fact, I had one of the lowest user numbers on TradeStation ever. And then my system crashed and I had to upgrade. And I went from 3,200 to about 200,000 on TradeStation. So sad to lose that number, but new technology now is wonderful. So for those of you who don't know me, I've been on Wall Street for 50 years now. And I've been using technical analysis for 45 years. Some of the technical indicators that I created, like Chaikin Money Flow and Chaikin Volatility, are on TradeStation. I've also shared plugins along the way at various webinars we've done having to do with volume spikes and so forth. And for 5 years, I headed up the options department at an institutional brokerage firm, a regional brokerage firm that dealt with both individuals and institutions. And so in a bear market, options become a tool that you can use very effectively to manage risk, to trade if you're not spooked by volatility on both the long and the short side, although I'm a big fan of the trend as your friend. So we're looking for shorting opportunities as the market has clearly headed into a bear phase. And along the way, I've been mentored by some of the smartest and most successful institutional investors. We formed an institutional brokerage firm in 1989, dealing with a variety of different clients, from value managers to hedge funds to growth-oriented clients. And the reason that's important is because it enabled me to develop a unique approach to the markets. This has been honed over years of dealing with both individual investors using brokerage firm research when I started out on Wall Street, and then dealing with institutional clients who had their own way of looking at the market. And what I have come to believe very strongly is that although fundamentals drive the market, emotions drive the market to extremes. So for me, the path to profits in over 50 years on Wall Street has been to combine fundamentals with technicals. And that's obviously why so many of us were drawn to TradeStation, the ability to do technical research. I've done a lot of my research on TradeStation, including sharing with people in the user forums and so forth. But the fundamental piece is tough. It's time consuming. It's hard to be objective, even if you're a trained fundamental analyst being paid big bucks on Wall Street. So in 2010, I started Chaikin Analytics. And one of the goals was to be able to deal with corrections like we've just experienced and retracements and know the difference in terms of both having a market view in terms of zeroing in on individual stocks. So in today's webinar, we're going to do a real-time demo of Chaikin Analytics. I'd like to start out with a screen that recaps what we've seen in the market here in 2020, a rally to new highs, roughly 3,400 on the S&P 500 index. And this chart shows a couple of the technology innovations that we're going to share with you today. At the bottom of the chart is something we call our Chaikin PowerGate rating. We launched 10 years ago with ratings on 5,000 U.S. equities using a 20-factor model, 20 important data points that institutional investors look at every day, and that's really critical. And we've recently, in the last year, broadened that out to include power gauge ratings on all ETFs. As ETFs have captured a bigger share of trading volume, we felt it was important to give a forward-looking view on ETFs and their potential to outperform or underperform the market. So at the bottom of this one-year screen on the SPY, which many of you know is the most actively traded instrument in the U.S. markets, we see a ribbon that goes from red to yellow to green. In this case, for the SPY, the power gauge rating has been mostly bullish until just recently when it went to neutral. And we have what we call a neutral plus rating. And the power gauge rating looks at both fundamentals and technicals. That's what makes it unique. And it does give you a forward look. Also on this chart, right below the 382 retracement label, because that's what we've just had. We had a correction of 34%. Once we exceeded 20% on the downside on a closing basis, we officially went into a bear market. And in bear markets, you get very sharp retracement rallies, very often 20%. In 2008, I think we had three rallies of 20%, but the trend was still down. And what we're going to show you in today's webinar is how to find trades you can put on the downside using puts or vertical put spreads to benefit from these retracements as the market seeks to find a bottom. So my overview, just to share that with you, is that we're in a health crisis that's leading to an economic crisis, but that until we solve the health problem with either treatment or vaccine, until the health issues and the economic turmoil they're creating, over 6 million new unemployment claims today, that's turmoil in my view, on top of 3 million last week. Until we solve the medical problems, it's going to be very hard for the stock market to find a bottom and sustain a serious rally other than these bear market corrections. So what we do for the investor and the trader is to do the fundamental heavy lifting. If you believe that fundamentals drive the market, then you need a very quick read on a stock or an ETF in order to then apply your technical analysis disciplines. And so we created the Chaikin Power Gauge ratings in 2010. They haven't been changed. They're not optimized. They're not curve fit. And they've done a great job at identifying both big winners and big losers. And now with the ETF ratings, you can zero in on strong sectors and industry groups, because I think that's one of the best ways to find winning and losing stocks for trading and investment purposes. But the bottom line is, by combining 20 factors that those successful institutional investors that I referred to in my short bio look at every day, is a way to level the playing field for the individual investor. For you and me to do this fundamental research would be virtually all-consuming. And so we've created the Chaikin Power Gauge ratings to do that for you. We're going to start today's webinar by going to our real-time system to show you what to avoid. These are the stocks that were flagged by Chaikin Analytics before the crash and give us a read on what stocks to avoid as we're going down. Now, I'm going to ask you if at TradeStation or at Trade Out Loud, can you see the real-time screen right now? I've got to bring this to the front.
I'm still seeing the slide.
I think this is going to be the new share.
Okay, now seeing a chart.
Great. So Whiting Petroleum a year ago was trading above 30. Today it filed for bankruptcy. What do we see on this 1 year?
Hey, Mark, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, your sound went out for a second.
Sorry about that. So at the bottom of the chart, we have the Chaikin Power Gauge rating. That's your fundamental go-to look at a stock's potential to outperform or underperform the market. In this case, the Power Gauge rating for Whiting Petroleum has been bearish for well over a year. Right above that, we have our unique way of looking at relative strength. Instead of looking at a number in something like Investor's Business Daily or creating a relative strength chart in TradeStation, I prefer color and histograms. So here we've created a red-green indicator, but sadly for many of the stocks in the energy patch, well before the trade war between Russia and Saudi Arabia pushed crude oil down below $20 a barrel, this group, this whole sector, from drillers to fracking stocks to refiners, was underperforming the market. Therefore, it's a sector to avoid. And then when we look up to the Chaikin Money Flow indicator, which many of you access as a go-to indicator on TradeStation, you see that instead of mountains of green, we have a big sea of red. At every turn, institutional investors were getting out of energy stocks, and Whiting in particular is a classic bear example. What I like to do, once I've zeroed in on a stock that has everything lined up on either the upside or in this case the downside, is then to wait for a disciplined entry. This is where I've used TradeStation so effectively over the years and incorporated that same discipline into Chaikin Analytics. In this case, we're looking at one of our six pairs of buy and sell signals. It's what we call a money flow sell. Every one of those red triangles, and we've all seen those on TradeStation as either paint bars or signals. Every one of those red triangles is a point in time over the last year when Whiting Petroleum, WLL, rallied above its 8-period exponential and then dropped back below it with Chaikin money flow in the red. So this is a really simple signal. Where we add in the fundamental component is that we require that the Chaikin Power Gauge rating is bearish. So we're using very powerful number crunching technology to generate the Power Gauge rating, to analyze these 20 factors, rate them relative to one another. So there's a lot of technology and number crunching going on under the surface, and then folding in these two technical overlays, relative strength and money flow. There's an old truism on Wall Street that no matter how good your fundamental research is, if the market doesn't agree with you, the market always wins. That's why relative strength is so important. Nobody is bigger than the market. So we've got all three of our indicators lined up over the course of the last year, and then we use those signals to enter bearish positions or exit a stale long position. And sadly, Whiting is now the first of what may be many bankruptcy filings in oil and gas related companies. Let's look at what these 20 factors are in the model, because this is how technology can help you be a better trader or investor. So we've got four primary components ranked on a scale from very bullish to very bearish. And then within each of those four, we've got five factors. So let's look at the expert opinion factor, because that's something that you can't get in TradeStation easily or in many of the charting packages that are out there. In the expert component, we're basically saying that there are some very smart people on Wall Street, and we want to monitor what they're thinking. So in the expert component, which is 20% of the model overall, we look at analyst earnings estimate trends. That's right at the top. That's very bearish. That means analysts have been cutting their estimates on Whiting. We look at short interest to see what the very smart short sellers are doing. Very hard to have survived a 10-year bull market as a short seller unless you do your research. So the short interest is bearish, meaning that the shorts are negative on the stock. We then look at insider buying or selling. That's neutral. If it were bullish, I would have to believe that someone in the company knew something, but the fact that they filed for bankruptcy is confirmed by the fact that there isn't insider buying in spite of the fact the stock had dropped from 30 to 5. Then we look at the average analyst ratings. Analysts rate stocks at brokerage firms. The various data companies aggregate those ratings. We look at a scale from 1 to 5. This is very bearish. That means the analysts are bearish on the stock. So not only are they cutting their earnings estimates, but they're bearish on the stock. Then finally, we look at industry group relative strength. This is really important. As we'll see when we look at the industry group ETFs, you can improve your trading and your investment results by avoiding weak industry groups and the stocks in those groups and focusing your buying on strong stocks in strong industry groups. This is a discipline that's been documented by Zacks, by Investors Business Daily, by Standard & Poor's over the last 30 years. It works. It's worked for me for 50 years. If you get into the software stocks in January 2019 or the semiconductor stocks in April of 2019, based on the fact that they're in strong industry groups, and by strong, we mean industry groups that are outperforming the market, and we'll see what that looks like in a minute. You're going to be on the right side of your trades. Your investment account will flourish. On the other hand, if you're bottom fishing in stocks like Whiting Petroleum or better known names like Occidental Petroleum or Apache, you're just swimming against the tide. So here's what Apache looks like. And this highlights one of the technology advances within Chaikin Analytics. We can look at an individual stock like Apache that's gone from 35 to 5, very similar pattern to what Whiting did, except you got a big rally here in January where the power gauge went neutral. Or you can just click on the industry group and now see all the stocks in the oil, gas, and consumable ranked by power gauge rating. So there are a few outliers with bullish ratings, but if we scroll down to the bottom, we're going to see some names that are going to be more familiar with bearish ratings. We should see stocks like Royal Dutch, like Occidental Petroleum, which made a big acquisition that Wall Street absolutely hated last year. So Occidental Petroleum has gone from 70 to 10. Why am I emphasizing the energy group? Because the energy group was in a bear market before the peak in February and the subsequent 35% decline. It was very important to be out of energy stocks. And if you are following the discipline of Chaikin Analytics, you were. So here's Occidental Petroleum with a bearish rating, underperforming the market. These sell signals come periodically. If you want to access a different sell signal, like our relative strength sell, which is great for swing traders because the duration of the move tends to be 4 to 8 weeks. So if you're using options, for instance, you can take a longer view and not be under the gun of a near-term options expiration and premium erosion. This chart really shows you what the technology can do in terms of giving you everything you need to trade in your TradeStation account on one screen. Fundamentals, key technicals, signals, and the ability to access options ideas. Now, with Occidental Petroleum at 10, the downside is probably played out, but we've integrated a module from a company called Options Play at no additional cost to our subscribers into Chaikin Analytics. And what Options Play does is it means you don't have to go into the options chain. I do that on TradeStation. It takes a little more time than I'd like, so I want something that helps me zero in on high probability options trades. So what I'm seeing here is the default screen. If I was still bearish on Occidental Petroleum, I thought they were going to default on their debt, cut the dividend, or otherwise experience another wave to the downside, how do I play it? Well, Options Play is actually endorsing any way to play it. short the stock, big red, a big green circle, buy a put, that's a lower score, or buy a vertical put spread. So very often, vertical put spreads, especially when option premiums are high, enable you to reduce the cost of a put option by selling an out-of-the-money put option as part of the vertical spread. What we can do in options play, and they've really done technology to the max, is we can see our risk-reward ratios. We can, in plain English, see what this trade is all about. So here's a vertical put spread defined in plain English. This is really what technology can do for you. And we felt it was so important because so many people are trading options to have a disciplined approach to finding options ideas that we integrated TradeStation, we integrated options play into Chaikin Analytics. Options play knows that the Chaikin power gauge rating is bearish. So it immediately defaults to that option. Now, if I was bullish on Occidental Petroleum, it'll try and find high probability ideas, but the bottom line is it's not finding them. So going back to the bearish side, let's say I want to customize this trade. It's based on the bid ask. Very often the midpoint is where you'll execute your trade. And I may want to move the expiration out from May 15th to June 19th. Just by clicking two buttons, I can do that. In this case, it's using a 15 strike price as part of the put. If I want to reduce that to a 10, I cut my cost for $83. I can put on a vertical put spread that has a 2.5 point range, meaning that if this stock drops to 7.5, I make 200% on my money. The beauty of that is I've limited my risk to $83. So I can short an energy stock, and many of them are rallying today because President Trump has said there'll be a production cut announced soon. Whether that happens or not remains to be seen. But the point is, if you wanted to short energy stocks on a rally, vertical put spreads are a great way to participate on the downside and limit your risk. So that's a sort of overview of what Chaikin Analytics brings to the table. I'd like to show you a couple of other pieces of technology that we've built into Chaikin that are really interesting. So let's go to what we call our stock discovery engine. We've zeroed in on Whiting as a company that just filed for bankruptcy. So are there stocks that are similar to Whiting that may end up in bankruptcy as well? Well, using our stock discovery engine, we've already done this, but I'll repeat the process. We find stocks like Whiting. This is almost the same way Netflix, it's a very similar way to Netflix or Spotify or Pandora find you music or movies that you like. It's the same technology, the same sort of approach to search that Amazon uses. When you go in and buy something, they'll tell you people who bought this have also bought that. Here are stocks based on 64 points of DNA that are similar to Whiting. Let's go to Oxy, where you'll see names that are more familiar. So if you're bearish on Occidental Petroleum, looking for other energy stocks that you might want to short on a rally, well, these are names that you know: Royal Dutch, British Petroleum, Chevron, all with very bearish or bearish power gauge ratings. That's the key. The power gauge rating is the first point of relevance. We then look at market cap and industry groups. So all of this is going on under the surface. If you want to see why Chevron is viewed as similar, it's not sticking there. So we'll go back to it. Let's see if we can get it to stick. There it is. So this describes in plain English why Oxy and Chevron are similar. Oil and gas industry, very large cap, bearish earnings activity, bearish earnings estimate trend, prices overbought, and there's a relatively high dividend yield, which may not be safe. So using advanced search technology and pattern matching engine, you can come up with new ideas. Now, let's say you're looking for bearish ideas outside of the energy sector. Well, here are similar bears in different industry groups: CarMax, Gap, Restoration Hardware. Here are stocks with similar technicals. These are in the main in the energy sector: Noble Energy, again, Gap, Magellan, Kosmos Energy. And then finally, ETFs that hold Occidental Petroleum, sorted by the ones in which it has the biggest impact. So Core Alternative ETF, C-Core, ClearBridge All Cap Growth ETF, and so forth. So using a seed of a stock that was bearish, we're able to use the discovery engine to zero in on new ideas. Let's take a stock that has a bullish power gauge rating right now, Regeneron. It's a biotech stock that's working on a treatment for the coronavirus. The stock recently made a new high. So here are stocks similar to Regeneron, and one that stands out is Eli Lilly. Similar bulls, Celgene, been taken over, no longer germane, but LogMeIn has similar bullish pattern to Regeneron. So let's go back into the workspace since we've spent so much time on the bearish case and look what a bullish stock looks like in Chaikin Analytics. So again, power gauge rating at the bottom of the chart, that's our go-to technical fundamental indicator. It's been bullish since October. So long before the corona crisis surfaced, the fundamental potential for Regeneron's been bullish since October 7th. In November, we have a pattern that we feel very strongly about. We call it a bullish personality change. Notice how the relative strength indicator, which is a red-green heat map, has gone from red or underperforming to green or outperforming, and it came on a positive earnings surprise. How do we know it's positive? Because the computer color codes the EPS icon red or green, depending on whether the stock beat Wall Street estimates or not. So in November, Regeneron came out with a very positive earnings report, beat Wall Street estimates by 27 cents, gapped higher and kept going. And in doing that, it broke a downtrend and started outperforming the market. So again, it's this combination of fundamentals and technicals that drive winning trades. In this case, the power gauge rating summarized 20 factors, and then a positive earnings surprise, which is one of the 20 factors, triggered a breakout in the stock. At that point, we're looking for buying opportunities. And as I said earlier, the relative strength signal is my favorite signal. Two of them triggered on the downside, these red triangles, as the stock was going from 400 to a low of about 280. But on the upside, what we like to do is find a relative strength buy signal. And the reason is these signals tend to last 4 to 8 weeks. So if you're an options trader and you have a 4 to 8 week window, or if you're a swing trader, these signals zero in on buying opportunities. And I'm going to show you a way to use the stock screener to find in Chaikin Analytics that we're using to help find the stocks that are going to lead us out of the wilderness when we finally do make a bottom. And Regeneron is going to be one of them. Now, what we've also done, and this is really technology to the max, because what's your biggest enemy to overcome in trading? Some people used to say analysis paralysis. I prefer to look at a more contemporary view, information overload. The biggest impediment we have to successful trading or investing is that there's too much information to digest. So we've solved the information overload problem by analyzing the chart for you. We call it our pre-trade checklist. Think of it as a scorecard for stocks. So there are three strength factors: the power gauge rating, our relative strength indicator, and then industry group strength. Right now, biotech is a mixed bag. There are some very strong stocks and some very weak stocks, but the industry strength, the way we gauge it, shows the industry group is weak. And then we have our timing indicators, starting from the bottom up. Money flow persistency. Has there been persistent green in Chaikin Analytics? Long-term trend. Is it trending up or down? That's strong as well. And then very critical from a timing point of view, the overbought, oversold indicator. It's neutral. That's right here. This is a cross between an MACD and a stochastic. So it's bounded by 0 and 100. And it's just coming out of oversold territory. So it's gauged to be neutral. In a climate like we're in right now, a good discipline is to not chase stocks, not reach for stocks, but to buy them when they're oversold. And that's what happened in Regeneron right here. You got another relative strength buy signal. So notice how the first signal enabled you to ride out the move from that upper volatility band. In this case, this is a modified Keltner channel, and benefit from this big move up to new all-time highs when people learned that Regeneron was working on potential treatment similar to what they developed for the Ebola crisis years ago. Then the stock pulled back from 520 all the way to 425, moved back above its 21-day average, and triggered the relative strength buy signal. So let me spend a minute to share with you what triggers a relative strength buy signal, because you can do this in TradeStation, you can do it in any of the online brokerage platforms. It's not dependent on the power gauge rating, but I like to see the power gauge rating confirm it. A relative strength buy signal is triggered when a stock that has been outperforming the market, so this relative strength indicator is green, above 60, moves from below its 21-day average to above its 21-day average. And this is a 21-day exponential. There are a couple of other conditions, but that in general is what triggers the signal. So it's a very simple concept. You're looking for stocks that are outperforming the market that you want to buy, but you want to buy them when they've confirmed that they've made a short-term low or an intermediate term low. So the stock gets oversold. If you're using RSI under 30, if you're using CCI minus 100, it's below its 21-day average. It crosses over it on a closing basis and the signal is triggered. And that signal tends to have a duration in bull markets of 4 to 8 weeks. In bear markets, it's not so easy. And there are very few bullish stocks that are outperforming the market, but they tend to lead the way. So let me show you a technique that we developed using our screener that has enabled us to zero in on the stocks that are likely to lead the market higher. I started with the universe of the S&P 500 because in this market, I want to focus on liquid large cap stocks. And I want to look at stocks with bullish, very bullish, or neutral plus ratings. Now, because there are very few bullish rated stocks in Chaikin Analytics, the neutral plus rating becomes very important. So let me share with you the concept. mindset behind that. Let's use, as an example, Leidos, which is an aerospace stock. Leidos had bullish fundamental potential. That's why the red-green ribbon was green. Aerospace stock, strong stock in a strong industry group. But we've built a fail-safe into Chaikin Analytics power gauge rating. If a stock goes below its long-term trend line, that's this orange line here, the computer automatically moves the rating to neutral plus. And what neutral plus means is the stock has underlying bullish potential based on fundamentals, those 20 factors, but it's now in a downtrend. So we don't want to encourage people to buy it. If you like Leidos, you're looking for some sort of bottoming pattern. So the neutral plus rating becomes very important because there aren't very many stocks in the S&P 500 with bullish ratings right now. In fact, I can go to a different part of Chaikin Analytics and show you that in the SPY or the S&P 500, looking at what we call our power bar, there are only three stocks with bullish ratings, 138 with bearish, 356 with neutral. So with only three bullish rated stocks, and here they are, Regeneron, Kroger, and Eli Lilly. We've just analyzed the S&P 500 using a very powerful fundamental quantitative indicator in seconds. That's how technology can help you be a better trader or an investor. We can also look at the S&P 500 based on what's happening today. And you see something I referred to earlier because of this tweet from President Trump and a rumor on CNBC that there'd be 10 million barrel a day production cut. You're getting sharp short covering rallies in the oversold energy sector. So energy is dominating the pack. If we want to see the worst of what's going on, it's in retail and consumer durables. Walgreens, Gap, McKesson, Live Nation, Tapestry, Kimco Realty, which is an REIT, some of the other REITs, the hotel stocks. So you can very quickly see what's happening in the market. And we can also go into the screener and take advantage of something that we're talking about is how do we find the leaders coming out of this bear market? Well, it struck me as impressive that there are certain stocks that triggered relative strength buy signals within the last week. There are also stocks that have bullish or neutral plus ratings and strong fundamentals. So which fundamentals did I zero in on? Well, industry group strength. I want industry group strength to be bullish. So let's just gray that out and show you how the screener works. So we're starting with the S&P 500 and we're looking for all stocks with bullish, very bullish, or neutral plus ratings. 94 stocks. Well, that's too many to monitor, don't you think? I want to narrow that down. So one way to narrow it down is to take some of the factors in the model and use them as filters. So I like strong stocks and strong industry groups. By doing that, I narrow the universe of 94 names down to 45. And there are some interesting stocks here. Abbott Labs, which is working, has rolled out a 5 to 15 minute coronavirus test kit. Fortinet, which is in cybersecurity. Lam Research, been a big favorite in the semiconductor space. Leidos, that we looked at a minute ago. But I want to narrow that list down a little further. I want stocks with consistent earnings. What does that mean? Stocks that have experienced earnings increases for the last 4 years and are projected to experience earnings increases for the next 2 years. Now I've narrowed the list down to 89 names. And at the bottom, I want stocks with a beta between 1 and 2. I don't want the low beta defensive stocks. I'm looking for stocks that are going to lead us out of the wilderness. And this is one way to find them. So on here, you've got a lot of healthcare stocks. You've got a lot of technology stocks. So you've got AMAT, Lam Research, Leidos, Microsoft, Synopsys, and the software group, Universal Health, Vertex Pharmaceutical, on and on. Because we required that stocks be in strong industry groups, we've sort of zeroed in on the stocks that meet my criteria. Now, you may have different criteria, and you can do that in the screener. But one thing that we like to do is to save those results. We'll call them potential buy candidates and move them into our watch list where they're saved permanently as a list. And then what I can do is just go through the charts. And I did this in TradeStation for years using Radar Screen. And we've now built a somewhat similar capability here, except we're not monitoring things in real time. So I can go from chart to chart and very quickly see what type of fundamental and technical potential there is. If I don't, so I don't want to analyze the chart, I can use the checklist. So here's Adobe, stock that has held up very well. It bottomed out below 260, trading at over 300 today. Power gauge rating is neutral, been outperforming the market. Software industry strength has been weak. And two of the technicals are saying, wait, the long-term trend is down and the overbought, oversold indicator is overbought. So that's a negative. You want to wait for an oversold. So here are some examples on how we've used technology to really zero in on ideas. If you like Adobe here and you're looking for an options trade, options play will recommend something. It'll choose between either buying the stock, buying a call, or doing a vertical call spread. In this case, none of the strategies gets a green rating above 100. And so I'm going to pass on that options trade. I want the probabilities in my favor, both in terms of the stocks I'm trading and in terms of the option strategy that I'm employing. So if you're an options trader, it's important to realize that not only does your options strategy need to be correct, but you need a directional edge. And that's what the power gauge rating and this whole methodology that I've outlined in the webinar is all about, giving you a directional edge, whether you're an options trader, whether you're a swing trader, whether you're investing your 401k plan. How do you get an edge? And you get it by applying probabilities to both stock selection and option positioning. And finally, fine-tuning your entry point. So let's see if we got signals. Nothing yet in Adobe. So let's sort of move on to something that I think is really important. And here we're going to look at our Chaikin Power Gauge ratings for ETFs. In this case, we're looking at the SPDR subsector ETFs. They're really industry group ETFs. And these are very active. Some people trade them. What I prefer to do is use them to find winning stocks. So we have a combination of fundamentals and technicals. We roll up the power gauge ratings for each stock. So let's look at biotech, or let's take a look at healthcare. Healthcare is rated neutral plus in the Chaikin Analytics power gauge rating. And we see that the top 10 holdings have no bullish names, but they have a few neutral plus names. So what we're going to do is go back into the workspace and see the stocks in this XHS healthcare ETF ranked by power gauge rating. And we're looking for those neutral plus stocks. So here's AmerisourceBergen, here's Anthem Health, Cardinal Health was mentioned on the Corona press conference last night. Cigna, well-known name, had a bullish power gauge rating at the top, turned neutral, still outperforming the market. We want to find a way to buy it on weakness, just like we did before the market topped out. Those relative strength buy signals, by the way, work about 2 out of 3 times. So we see that on the chart. The sell signal here, the red triangle in April of 19 worked as a swing trade. And these two buy signals here in December and January both work beautifully as the stock made a new all-time high above 220. The failed signal, obviously submarine by a bear market. But the most recent signal, if you were bullish, and we're not suggesting you put your cash to work, we recommended a substantial cash position, what I called selling down to your sleeping level on March 1st. But if you wanted to put cash to work, Cigna is the type of stock you want to be looking at. Ideally, you want to buy it on weakness. It's now overbought, having rallied from 120 to 180. Wow, that's a 50% rally. And you want to wait for it to come back down and get oversold again if you're looking to put money to work in healthcare. So let's go back to the ETF comparisons, because I want to tell you which industry group ETFs have bullish ratings right now. Right at the top, capital markets. Those are the brokerage firms, online brokerage firms seeing big increase in trading volume. But the rest of the list is dominated by medical and technology. So biotech, XBI, healthcare, innovative technology, New York Stock Exchange technology, pharmaceuticals, semiconductors, software. So let's take a look at semiconductors. I click on it. Here are the holdings right at the top, NVIDIA. It's the biggest holding in this ETF. And I see that there are a couple of semiconductor stocks with bearish ratings, but some with neutral plus ratings. So I'm going to click in. And again, I see all the stocks in the XSD semiconductors. And remember, semiconductors lead the market. Notice how at the February high, semiconductors failed to make a new high. It's a minor divergence. Some technicians think that semiconductors have replaced transports in the Dow theory, that you need semiconductors to confirm a high for it to be continuation buying. So now you have semiconductors sort of showing some relative strength on the downside here. And I want to know which semiconductors have bullish ratings. NVIDIA is an old favorite. Notice how it's moved above its long-term trend line and above its 21-day average. It's leading the market higher. It was on our list from the screener. Micron, leading the market in this rally, but not as strong as NVIDIA. So just by looking at a couple of charts, First Solar makes semiconductors for the solar industry. Not looking so good. How do I gauge that? Well, the rally was very shallow. Chaikin money flow has stayed negative, underperforming the market. I'm applying the same screening technology that the screener does, but in real time. I'm going to look at a stock called Solar Edge because this is a stock that was a powerhouse before the bear market kicked in. And I want to see what it's saying. Well, I see that this is doing a lot better than First Solar. And look at this huge spike in Chaikin money flow on the way down. Institutions were taking advantage of the dip to buy into the stock. And this is a stock that went from under $40 a year ago to $140 and has now lost only 50% from $140 down to $70. This is a stock I want to be monitoring. So let's see see what our checklist is saying about this. Well, it's not encouraging me to buy here. So maybe I need to see a test of the low, especially with the stock overbought. So we've seen a few examples of how technology can really help you zero in on profitable ideas, cut through the clutter, solve the information overload problem, and bring a fundamental discipline into your trading. Now, I'll just give you one other example of what technology can be used for. We generate automatically research reports on 5,000 U.S. equities updated nightly. So we were looking at SolarEdge, if you're not familiar with what they do or what the price history has been. We just generated on the fly a four-page PDF research report that keys on the power gauge rating and actually in plain English explains what's going on. Tells you what the company does, gives you the numbers behind the ratings, something we hadn't looked at before, gives you some price charts, but most importantly is something that you can create a PDF from, download it, print it out, put it in your file. Why did I show some interest in SolarEdge? Well, it's all right there. But the key is that we've used technology to make this into plain English. So summarizing what the power gauge is saying, where the earnings component is strong, but the technicals and the experts are weak, we get a summary. Chaikin power gauge rating for SEDG is neutral and reflects average financial metrics, very strong earnings performance, very weak price volume activity, and negative expert opinion. Earnings performance is very strong as a result of high earnings growth over the past 3 to 5 years. Price volume activity is weak, indicated by a decelerating rate of change in price. So there's your whole picture. Between the summarizer and the research report and the chart, technology brings the whole of what you need to analyze and know to make a profitable investment decision right to you on one platform, one screen. So I'd like to go back to the slide deck and let's see if we can do this. New share. So we looked at, this is where we left off before. We showed you how to access our stock screener so you can quickly find the best ideas for your investment style, how to use the discovery engine to get personalized stock ideas that are similar to stocks you're looking at. Showed you how to use options play to automatically generate high probability option strategies or know when there isn't a high probability strategy. So if you're ready to get started with Chaikin, and if you are, just give me some love and type a big Y into the question box. We'd like to offer you the ability to test drive the technology that we've looked at today by giving you a 14-day free trial. You can activate your free trial by going to www.chaikinanalytics.com/tech or calling the number on the screen 877-978-6257. We'll fully support you during this trial period. I'm going to be doing a special webinar just for our trial signups sometime in the next 2 weeks so that we can share our perspective on how to use this powerful technology to improve your trading and your investing and to give you the confidence to navigate this difficult period in our lives and in the markets. So I see that there are some questions there in the chat, if I can spot them. From Derek, do you follow all North American stocks and ETFs? We follow all U.S. equities and ADRs that are not on the pink sheets, Derek, and we have ratings on all ETFs. I see one of our people has answered that. If there are any other questions, I'll be happy to answer them. Joey asks, can you pay monthly? Right now, we're offering you a free trial. We have quarterly subscriptions and annual subscriptions, if you like the software. We have a lower price product that doesn't have all the bells and whistles on a monthly basis, Joey, but the quarterly subscription is very cost effective. So with that, I'd really like to thank David and Anka for giving me this opportunity. First time I've ever partnered with Trade Out Loud, and Chaikin is very pleased to be part of this, what I'm calling the Tech Summit, Tech Experts. Ken, thank you very much. Appreciate the feedback.
Thank you so much, Mark. It wouldn't be a Tech Summit without you. So thank you so much for accepting our invitation.
It's my pleasure. And everybody stay safe and stay well.